Track 6. Talk of the County from Rowan Mantell. Lent. It's not always about giving up. Our collection of medieval churches is a wonder of the world, and spring is the perfect time to celebrate them.
I'm pretty sure Lent is not supposed to be a favourite time of year. Traditionally a time of self-sacrifice. I should probably give up Lent if I'm admitting to enjoying it. But I was never good at giving up chocolate or gossip or whatever, and always failed to even start, let alone complete dry January. A dry Lent, though, is very much appreciated, as it has become my season of cycling around rural Norfolk churches. Several years ago, I decided to try and visit and photograph a new church or chapel on each of the 40, or more if you count Sundays, days of Lent. After a few years of working and walking my way through many of the magnificent churches in and around Norwich, I changed my challenge to cycling to 7 further afield churches each weekend. With more than 650 medieval churches in Norfolk, plus all the Victorian and modern places of worship, there are lots of Lent rides left. And even if I repeat a route or revisit a church, I make up the rules and change them to suit myself in another departure from the spirit of Lent. Every excursion is a joy and an adventure. 2 years ago, Lent coincided with the start of the pandemic, and as the days stretched and warmed into that extraordinary spring, my bike ride segued from spiritual sightseeing to essential exercise. Drifts of snowdrops gave way to churchyards bright with daffodils and tree blossom, but buildings which had stood through the Black Death and plague shut ancient doors against this new threat. There was an in-between time when the gathering and singing and social intercourse of services was beginning to seem unwise, but the churches were not yet shut. On Mothering Sunday 2020, I stopped at beautiful Caister St Edmund Church and was touched to see posies of flowers left by the font for mothers to take away. At Renningham, booklets of prayers and words of comfort were left in the church porch for passers-by. Congregations regrouped online, with some evidence suggesting they picked up new members who preferred this way of worshipping. Not me. I am a stones and stained glass worshipper, in awe of places steeped in centuries of prayer and praise. In previous years, a closed church had been an inconvenience, thwarting my desire for rood screens and angel roofs. Suddenly, every closed church was a reminder of an invisible and powerful presence that I was definitely not seeking. A year on, and the miracle of science had delivered vaccines to the most vulnerable and effective medicine for many of the most ill. Churches were reopening, although it was hard not to giggle through a mask, I'm not a monster, at the garish hazard tape sealing off pews or aisles, and altars adorned with alcoholic gel rather than communion wine. My Lent this year is once again laced with remote and beautiful churches, anchored beside rivers, in meadows, on hills, and at the heart of communities connected by miles of peaceful lanes. Every ride is a journey of discovery, studded with jewels such as island-like Belaw and its hill church, or Norfolk's magical daffodil mile linking Honing Church with a path through fields to tiny Crossright Church and its treasury of medieval wall paintings. The flower-fringed lane was created by a farmer with spare daffodil bulbs and now attracts modern pilgrims, just as the churches of Norfolk still draw pilgrims searching for the same Easter hope the churches were built to celebrate.